Now notice, he goes immediately into the third missionary journey. After he'd spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia. Now this is his third trip through the Galatian country. And Phrygia, in order, strengthening all the disciples. Now, we'll find that he's going to come to Ephesus now on the third missionary journey. And that, again, is something very important to see. Comes to Ephesus where he's going to have a great ministry. But now someone else had come in there, and here's another great preacher in the early church that we don't seem to know too much about. And yet we can know a great deal about him. There are at least 12 things that are said about this man Apollos, and to me they're all good. Now notice this. And a certain Jew named Apollos. Now he had the background of the law. And we're told he was born at Alexandria. Now all of these things are in his favor. He was born at Alexandria. Now, he's first of all named Apollos. That's a Greek name. He was a Hellenist of the diaspora. But he hadn't gone into Greece, or he wasn't in that area, Macedonia. He was born at Alexandria, and that's the north part of Africa, north part of Egypt. And it was founded by Alexander the Great, and it was one of the great centers of Greek culture. A great university was there. One of the finest libraries in the world was there. The Septuagint was translated there. A Jewish temple was there. One of the great centers of the early church. It was first Jerusalem, Antioch, and then Alexandria. Athanasius, Tertullian, and Augustine, three of the great men of the early church, came from there. And Philo, a contemporary of Apollos, who mingled Greek philosophy with Judaism, Platonism and Judaism, and Apollos obviously was influenced by this background. Now we're told that third thing, he was an eloquent man. He was a great orator, equal with Paul. And we're told here he was mighty in the Scriptures, and he came to Ephesus. That is, he was trained in the Old Testament. Now we find the man was instructed in the way of the Lord. He had a formal education by word of mouth, not by revelation. Now notice the sixth thing, and being fervent in the Spirit, not the Holy Spirit. He had a passion for the things of God. This is the thing that is said about him here. Very frankly, friends, he was a great man. Fact of the matter is, he was an outstanding man. Now will you notice, he spake and talked diligently the things of the Lord. That is, what he knew. What did he know? The eighth thing is knowing only the baptism of John. He never heard of Jesus. He just heard about John the Baptist. And he was a great preacher, but that's as far as he could go. And now notice the ninth thing. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them. They invited him home for dinner after the service, because they saw he didn't know. And now the tenth thing, and they expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. They told him about Jesus. And now notice the 11th thing. When he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come helped them much which had believed through grace. You see, he was a brilliant man, but up to the time that Aquila and Priscilla took him home for dinner, he didn't know the gospel of the grace of God. And here's a case where a woman helped a preacher a great deal. She told him something he didn't know. Now, notice the 12th thing. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the Scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Now, this is the man that's before us. He went before Paul into the city of Ephesus. Now remember, they've only heard of the baptism of John, and Aquila and Priscilla witnessed that.